This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Toronto police are seeking video and photos from people and businesses in the area where a gunman killed two individuals and shot 12 other people in the Greektown neighborhood. The attack ended with the suspect also being killed by officers. Toronto Mayor John Tory says it is time to revisit the question of gun control in Toronto.
We need to discuss, why does anyone in this city need to have a gun at all? And I know even answering that question won't fully eliminate tragedies like this, but even if we can prevent one of these incidents, then in my view, it is a discussion worth having.
Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders said the shooting was not random and terrorism has not been ruled out. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a combative warning to Iran. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It was a tweet in all caps. Never ever threaten the United States again, or you will suffer consequences, the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. That was after Iran's president said America must understand well war with Iran is the mother of all wars. Is the president looking to incite war with Tehran?
If anybody is inciting anything, I'll look no further than to Iran.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders then issued a statement from National Security Advisor John Bolton, who said the president has told him if Iran does anything at all to the negative, it will pay a price like few countries have ever paid before. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Rwandan President Paul Kagame is praising China's treatment of Africa as an equal, calling it a revolutionary posture in world affairs and more precious than money. Xi Jinping is the first Chinese president to visit Rwanda. China is Africa's largest trading partner, and it also seeks closer military ties. This is VOA News. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte vowed Monday to sustain the momentum of his bloody war on drugs. VOA's Martin Sechrist has more.
Duterte told a joint session of Congress the anti-narcotics campaign, which has earned him international notoriety, was far from over, taking a swipe at activists and political opponents who seek to hold him accountable for thousands of killings.
Your concern is human rights. Mine is human lives.
Thousands of activists protested in Manila against a range of President Duterte's policies. New Patriotic Alliance spokesperson Renato Reyes said Duterte should turn to more pressing issues like the economy, poverty, and human rights abuses.
They want solutions to violations of national sovereignty and not a self-serving exercise that will keep the ruling elite in power.
Martin Sechrist, VOA News.
A furor has erupted over leaked documents showing that British officials are not requiring their U.S. counterparts to provide assurances that two alleged British jihadis loyal to the Islamic State group will not be executed if they are eventually put on trial in the United States. VOA's Steve Barragona has more.
The Daily Telegraph said Monday it had seen a letter from Home Secretary Sajid Javid to U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions concerning two individuals who have been in custody since their capture in eastern Syria in January. Britain typically does not send prisoners to other countries if they face possible execution. Amnesty International UK spokesman Alan Hogarth said Britain should not abandon its opposition to the death penalty, despite the appalling crimes the men are accused of. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
Kurdish security forces killed a gunman who had stormed a government building in the Kurdish city of Erbil on Monday in an attack suspected of being carried out by Islamic State. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
One government worker was killed and two policemen wounded. In Erbil's busy commercial district, snipers opened fire at the militants from a nearby building. Iraq announced in December that it had defeated Islamic State. Attacks like these are rare in Erbil and will be a worrying sign that with the loss of their territory, the group is switching to guerrilla-style tactics.
That was Reuters reporter Emily Wither. Italy's foreign minister says Rome will now allow migrants rescued by a European Union naval operation to land over the coming weeks while EU nations figure out how to divide up new arrivals. Italy has launched a crackdown on migration and is seeking to renegotiate Operation Sophia's mandate to prevent rescued migrants from being brought exclusively to Italy. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our mobile application. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.